Hi, I'm Eric.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is For Colored Nerds,
the weekly show where we peel back the layers of Black culture we rarely discuss in mixed company.
Sometimes the music performed in TV and film is frankly better than what you can find on your favorite streaming app. From Dreamgirls to CB4 to Queens, you know, it's time to celebrate those acts who never got their shot at real life hits.
That's right. This week, we're taking a look back at the best musical acts that never were to get the definitive ranking of the best fictional Black TV movie acts. We're bringing back Ranked right after this break.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This month, you know, it marks a holy time in our calendar.
St. Patrick's Day.
So it's not St. Patrick's Day. You know, my favorite holiday. No, 31 years ago, this month, we were blessed with the one and only classic film, Robert Townsend's second opus, The Five Heartbeats.
The Five Heartbeats. I can't believe it was that long ago. 31 years. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that film is the favorite movie of Black boomer dads everywhere. I actually think for a time we watched it so much in my house that I actually thought The Five Heartbeats was like a true story about my dad's life.
Oh, my God.
But I can't believe it's been over 30 years since that movie came out.
It always came on paired with, like, the Temptations miniseries and, like, the Jacksons, the American Dream. So I also, like, had a small time where I was like, are they real? This is just, am I learning the legacy of the greats? You know?
I mean, the thing is, though, is that they really could have been. And honestly, maybe they should have been. Like, there's a long list, if you really think about it. There's a long list of other Black fictional music acts that are amazing and should have been real. I mean, like Dena Jones and the Dreams. And yes, the Cheetah Girls. I know Cheetah Girls had some hits, but I'm talking like a true Hannah Montana, Raven Simone, you know what I'm saying? Really being her alter ego. You know what I mean? I mean, but we could go on and on and on. So much good
music. Yes. So much. And today we're going to honor that music. We're going to honor those creators. It's time to play a little game that we like to call Ranked, the Faking the Funk edition.
So for those of you who aren't familiar, here's how the game Ranked works. Our producer, Alexis, will reveal five of the biggest and best fictional music acts of all time. And Eric and I will take turns deciding where each act falls in a ranking from 1 to 5.
We're ranking them on a scale of 1 being deserves stands with the power of the beehive. It's a lot of power. And 5, well, they're no Ashanti.
And to keep things interesting, there are a few trick cards, you know, that are in the mix that could change the course of the game. Now, look, Eric and I don't know what we're going to be given. And there will undoubtedly be things that you're angry with us about for leaving out. So I'm just saying now, this is your warning. Do not at me. I don't make the rules. I just roll with the Ranked. That's all I can do.
We are responding. Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. So we flipped the coin before this, before we started recording. And Brittany, you came up first. All right. So, Alexis, it's time for us to see who our first act is.
There. Yeah, don't worry.
It's Powerline, as played by Tevin Campbell, from the classic black film, A Goofy Movie. So A Goofy Movie was a 1995 film that follows the beloved Disney character Goofy and his son Max and the cross-country road trip that they take one summer. Also playing a major role in this story is a character named Powerline, who we just heard sing a little song called Eye to Eye. Powerline, the young pop star based off of Prince, and I think Bobby Brown? I was getting yeah, notes of Bobby Brown in there. He was giving young Bobby, young Tevin.
Like a pre-Usher?
Justin Bieber vibes. Yeah, pre-Usher. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would say maybe even a little Usher, but part of me is also like, Usher was like a little more smooth with it, whereas I feel like Powerline was smooth. Yeah. But Powerline was giving late 80s, early 90s to me.
Yeah, he's peak of that form.
This is hard.
I don't envy you, especially because there's nothing else on the board to like put it up against. Well, one, let's just say the movie wouldn't exist without Powerline. Let's be straight up about
that. The movie would not exist without Powerline.
It can't. So like in the film, Max is supposed to be going on this like long-term camping trip with his father, Goofy. They have a tough relationship. It's complicated. And he is trying to go to this concert, this Powerline concert, to like try to impress this girl, Roxanne. And Max decides to change their whole itinerary, basically the equivalent of changing the address in the GPS. And they end up going on this cross-country adventure, landing at the Powerline concert.
He wants to go to the Powerline concert and like tell Roxanne that he has like a crush on her. Was that the plan? He was going to tell her that he liked her at the Powerline concert or something like that. And he does end up.
He lied. He told her he was going to dance with him.
Max, that's a terrible lie.
Come on, fam. I will believe a lot of different things. I would never believe that you're about to be on stage with Powerline.
I was going
to
say, if Roxanne really thought that Max was a goofy ass, actually, if Max was a little goofy because Goofy was his father, if she really thought that Max was a goofy ass was going to dance on stage with Powerline, literally, basically Prince, Janet Jackson, like at that level, if that was what she thought was going to happen, then she and Max deserve each other because that's a terrible lie. And believing it, you have to be almost just as goofy, basically.
Yes, I see what you did there. So eventually they make it to the concert and somehow Max and Goofy end up dancing with Powerline. And we get this song, Eye to Eye, which honestly, I still listen to like fairly regularly because, you know, we do a lot of Disney playlists in my household. And every time it comes on, it is a bop. Like Eve knows to kind of roll her eyes. She's like, oh, this is your jam, Daddy. This is your jam. It's time. And I'm like, yes, yes, it is. So I'm curious, where are you going to put Eye to Eye, the song? You know, that like, I don't know there's a person who is our age that it hasn't touched their heart.
It's tough. Eye to Eye is actually not my favorite Powerline song. My favorite Powerline song is Stand Out.
Plot twist.
And also, there's one point where he's like, stand out. And he stops singing and he says,
so you notice me.
Now, I had a crush on Tevin Campbell. I was a big Tevin listener. That being said, this is the first artist that we get to put on the board. Tevin Campbell, mid-90s. I'm going to have to put him at number three.
Be careful.
I'm going to put Powerline at number three.
Number three.
I don't know who else is on the board. I don't know what else is going to come up. I don't know how things are going to go. But I know that the singing that Tevin Campbell did as Powerline still stands up today. Actually, it still stands out. So I'm going to go for number three. I doubt that there's going to be too many acts that are better than that, truthfully. And I also know that he doesn't deserve to be number four or number five. But I want to leave room to see how things develop. So I'm putting Powerline at number three, and I feel no regrets.
I support Powerline at number three. And right now, it's the only thing on our scale of one to five of the best Black fictional acts. So I think we got to see what's coming up next.
All right. So we are now on to the next round. Eric, it is your turn to choose. Alexis, please show us our next act.
Hey. Let's get it going. Yo, 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 drop that beat. Crack, weed, dope, meth, you don't want no smoke. Oxy, perks, spike, flick them pills, you don't want to choke. Stay in school and stack them M's, bleep, you can get a boat.
I'm bleeping your girl on a jet ski. Bleep, bleep, bleep. I love him. Got some hip hop on the floor.
Yeah, if somebody try to give you drugs, punch them in the face. If somebody try to give you drugs, punch them in the face. Like,
bars.
So, Tommy.
All right. So, we are listening to a clip of the one and only, he doesn't even have a rapper name yet, Tariq from Abbott Elementary.
Tariq is played by Zach Fox, who many of you may know from just the internet over the past like 10 or 15 years, but he's also like hosted it and acted in other stuff. But he is like almost unrecognizable as the main character, Janine, played by Quinta Brunson, who's amazing. The main character, Janine's just like no good. I don't want to say no talent, but no count boyfriend.
I'll be home kind of late tonight because I got a show. I sold out the King's Lounge.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Maybe I could come.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't come because they got a strict capacity thing.
Oh.
And it's 15 people. So if you come, then it's 16. And then it's a fire hazard. And then they shut it down. But look, you want to do dinner tonight? I'll be home around 10. I'll bring you Bahama Breeze.
That is my favorite.
I know.
That's
I know.
My favorite.
Okay. Tariq does not pay bills. Tariq does not have his own car. Tariq doesn't seem to have his own job. And seeing how the music is going, I don't see the music becoming his source of income anytime soon. But Janine was nice enough to let Tariq perform a song about not doing drugs at a school assembly. If somebody tried to give you drugs, punch him in the face.
I don't understand. I think we're watching a different show. You said, like, you mentioned, like, limited talent. You said, like, you were just like, with the way things are going, like, all those things feel just, I feel like they're coded negatively. Here's the thing. I am all in support of a fair and equitable partnership. I think it is a foundation of a great relationship. But I do think it is clear that Tariq in his and Janine's relationship needs all the energy and focus that he has to apply to his music. Because look at what we are being given. We saw in Abbott Elementary, so take, you know, the character of Gregory, you know, a known uptight teacher, doesn't have a lot of rhythm, doesn't have a lot of moves, you know, just in general, struggles to kind of let go.
But he's like good in like every other area of life.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't necessarily say he wasn't. I'm talking about this area. I'm talking about the soul.
Okay.
Soul work.
Okay.
And at that school assembly that was focused around getting kids not to take drugs, he was so moved by Tariq's bars, by his verses, by his passion, that he broke out into dance along with all of the other students there. I think what we were witnessing was the birth of a legend. I see a bright future for Tariq. If Tariq has a bright future, will Janine? I don't necessarily think so, unless they break up. But regardless, I think the music that will come out of that, if we get things on par with if someone tries to give you drugs, punch them in the face, I just feel like we're headed in a great direction. Okay, where do we put him? I might have gone with number three, if I'm being honest. Powerline currently occupies that position.
Oh, Eric.
I'm going to shake the table a little bit. Brittany. I have to put Tariq at four. He is not, to me, the person bring in the rear.
I was worried you were going to say number two.
No, Tariq is a strong, he's a four with a bullet. And I can't wait for the mixtape. If I have to drive to Philly to like purchase it from Janine's trunk, I'll do such things. I can't wait. It's a bop. I haven't heard it. It's a bop.
Okay.
That is
That is your TED Talk. I'm not gonna lie. I would have put Tariq at number five. That's just me. I feel slight discomfort at the fact that we probably will have to put any act, literally any other act, below Tariq. But you know what? It's still early. We have yet to get any trick cards. We will see what happens. But for now, we have Powerline from A Goofy Movie at number three, and we have Tariq from Abbott Elementary at number four. All right. Okay. Sure.
All right. So it is your turn once again. Let's get to our next act.
Understand. Is there a heart?
love. You got to have love in your heart tonight.
Here's a house for love, and I've learned that it don't take much to break a heart. Mm. Here's a house for love, and I've learned.
I could watch this whole damn scene.
Stand up. Stand up.
All right.
Okay. Wow. The Five Heartbeats. I mean, singing The Heart is a House for Love from the film we were talking about earlier, 1991's.
Yes.
Robert Townsend classic, The Five Heartbeats. Now, on one hand, I may not ever be able to go back to my parents' home if I don't put them at number one. But I don't know. I'm like, it's hard to commit to number one. I mean, the thing is, okay, The Five Heartbeats is a classic film. I mean, it tells the story of a group, a fictional music group that sure. is modeled after, like, exactly. You're like winking. Like,
sure.
Right.
Allegedly.
But a fictional group modeled, allegedly fictional group modeled after The Temptations. And like The Four Tops. Even if you are not familiar with the actual story of The Temptations, well, I'll say the actual story as told to us by Otis, who's the only surviving original mm-hmm. member. But if you want to know what happened to The Temptations in real life, it's honestly so shockingly close to The Five Heartbeats. It's like, you know, you can get a lot of the high notes and, you know, and figure out what's going on. But I mean, it's such a beautiful movie. Like, The Five Heartbeats has drama, glamour, mm-hmm. family relationships, broken friendships, mm-hmm. betrayal, addiction. Mm-hmm. There are real serious, weighty topics. You see people really going through some stuff.
You need some money, right? To kill yourself. Why y'all wanna sell me? I didn't come here for you. Fucking thing. I still got the pipes. Can't nobody sing like Eddie Kang Jr.
You see loved ones break apart and come back together to repair. Yeah. It's so good. It's but also it's an original idea. And I really miss the days where we had like movies that were about original ideas. I mean, not only was this like an original idea, I think it was like Keenan Ivory Wayans and Robert Townsend actually came up with yeah. the story and wrote the film together. Robert Townsend directed it. Like, I don't know. I miss a time in Hollywood when it would be possible for us to get like a mid-budget film that had this level of quality and also this level of like drama and attention to detail. It almost makes me cry thinking about the fact that The Five Heartbeats as a film probably would not be made today. And if it was made, it probably yeah. put on something like Amazon Prime and kind of hidden in the search, you know? That being said, the music of this film is undeniable. Like, The Heart is a House for Love was like a real song by the Dells that like is probably the main reason why so many of us thought that The Five Heartbeats was real, because this song played on the radio. It played on yeah. the radio. When I found out this song was not real, that the movie was not real, my mind was blown, because I'm like, well, how their music get on the radio? Explain me that.
The power of the music itself is on display in a way that, like, I think taught me how people can respond to music. In that initial scene where they sing, like, a wave of people reacting and move to emotion, you see the woman in the capri pants, like, squirm in her seat, like, because she, you know, feeling mm-hmm. a little tingle. You see an older black woman just kind of stand and like throw her hands in the air.
Stand up.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like the passion. Usually I was used to experiencing that in church. But like, this also showcases just how much, like, what the right note can do to you. And The Five Heartbeats taught me that.
I can't overestimate the effect that that's had on the culture. So, I don't know. It's like Robert Townsend, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
What are you going to do? Where are you going
to
put them?
I think I'm going to have to put Five Heartbeats at number one. I mean, of the groups that we've looked at so far, I will say The Five Heartbeats is the only fictional group to have a real charting hit. So I'm going to have to go and put the Five Heartbeats at number one. I'd say aside from the Cheetah Girls. Yeah, I can't think. I'm serious. Aside from the Cheetah Girls, I can't think of a fictional group that's really been able to accomplish that. I feel good putting the Five Heartbeats at number one. The heart is a house for love. Oh, my God.
So on our scale of the best, you know, Black fictional music acts of all time, Five Heartbeats at number one. I actually agree with that. Good choice. Powerline at number three. Tariq from Abbott Elementary at number four, sadly. And five and two, I don't know. We got to see what it's going to be, what's going to happen. I do not know. You do not either. So you must stay tuned after the break to find out what we rank next.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Ranked, the Faking the Funk edition. Still for color nerds. Don't go nowhere. All right. So if you don't remember the current board, I got you. I got your back. The Five Heartbeats are at number one. Powerline from A Goofy Movie is at number three. Tariq from Abbott Elementary is at number four. And now it's my turn to rank one of our best fictional acts. Alexis, bring it on. Let's see what you got.
They say to love somebody else, you've got to learn to love yourself. And so I proudly show this face like it's an Oscar on the shelf. To hell with all false modesty.
Jennifer Lewis is going to remind you that she can sing. That she can sing.
Yes.
She is going to take that opportunity.
She's surrounded by mirrors that she can look into. What a beautiful love song. Look at me. Mm. Love that.
You would.
So do you know what that's from? Do you know what that's from?
That is Jennifer Lewis. And it's yes. From, I think it's Jack. I haven't seen this film, but I think it's like Jackie something.
Jackie's back. Jackie's Back is a good movie. Also, another Robert Townsend movie. Mm. It is a Lifetime movie also. So maybe we relate to the blackening of Lifetime. Maybe we relate to the trend in covering it in 2021. Clearly. Because Jackie's Back is honestly a bastion of Black excellence. It's a movie that came out in 1999. It was directed by Robert Townsend. Again, a genius, the GOAT. And it stars, like, literally everyone. Like, everyone from, like, Loretta Devine to Whoopi Goldberg to Tom Arnold. Like, Mary Wilson from The no. Supremes. And it's a mockumentary about the comeback, or, like, the proposed comeback of this, like, famous soul R&B pop diva named Jackie Washington.
By 1972... Little Jackie Washington was a thing of the past. I'd become a woman then. I think Look At Me proved that. You know, it was a very deep song about self-esteem. Mm-hmm. All that psychological bullshit. Damn, I got taco juice all over my robe. I'm Tundra.
And they're basically trying to have this whole Jackie Washington Day thing that's going to like relaunch her, reintroduce her to the public, and like bring her back into conversation. And so the mockumentary style works as a series of like direct-to-camera interviews with like every celebrity. Like Dolly Parton is in this movie. Do you know what I mean? Like Dolly Parton is in this. Why is Dolly Parton in this like random like Lifetime movie from 1999? But yeah, everybody's basically like talking about like the legacy, the craft, the attitude in positive and negative ways of this character of Jackie Washington, who's played so beautifully by Jennifer Lewis, who is a real true performer in the fullest sense. She is singing in this film. Singing.
So like my knowledge of this movie is actually like fairly limited. Like it's one of those things, like I think I remember learning a bit about it maybe and like watching the trailer and some clips, like when we just, you know, we go down like a Robert Town, trying to figure out a Robert Townsend angle every I don't know what, every like 4 months, but and so just kind of researching it from there. And the thing I would say about I honestly feel a bit robbed, not like that they haven't been re-airing this, because the clips are so like fun,
so funny.
And like, oh my God. And to your point, like, I think I saw in one, like, Richard Lawson, like,
yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Tina Knowles.
Yes.
Or Mr. Tina Lawson, rather. And also, Dolemite is in the movie. Random as
yes, Dolemite is in the movie.
So, like, just all those things felt, like, amazing. And honestly, the thing it kind of reminded me of was just honestly the legacy that we also have with like mockumentary. But like, I think about like CB4 and I think about how that genre has kind of come back, you know, kind of now. We see like, you remember that pop star, Never Stop Stopping? The Lonely Island movie. And it's just, it's interesting to see, like, I thought that was done really well. And watching the clips of Jackie's back, I was like, oh wait, but this is feels just as good, like in terms of star power plus the music plus the comedy. The shit works. I need to be able to see this like in a different way than six YouTube videos strung together. So Lifetime, what can we do? What can we do?
I 100% agree. I mean, Jackie's Back. I mean, it's a perfect movie from beginning to end.
So where should Jackie's Back be on the board?
I mean, so we've got the second slot open and 5.
This is hard because actually this is where I might be mad at myself, because I put Tariq at number 4. I haven't seen Jackie's Back. I know the music. I know she is. Jennifer Lewis is always deserving.
You just heard her sing. You didn't think that was better than Tariq?
I did. It was good.
Yeah.
You know, Jackie did have a run at Stardom before and she had to come back. I'm just saying Tariq is on his way. Maybe... I am going to put, I think I have to put Jackie's Back. I'll put Jackie's Back at number 2. You got to respect your elders.
At number 2, are you sure?
I am sure. I don't want Jennifer Lewis ever to come back to me. She will call me out too. Let's lock that in. This is job security.
We're locking in job security. Good thinking. That leaves us with the 5 heartbeats at number 1.
Yes.
We're locking in Jackie Washington from the classic film Jackie's Back at number 2.
Yes.
We are locking in Powerline at number 3. And we are locking in Tariq from Abbott Elementary at number 4. Dang. I'm like, who's number 5? Because like that's going to put us, we could be in a bad position.
it's getting real. I'm not sure. All right. So it's time to see what is coming up next. Brittany, I think it's your turn to rank. So let's see what we got.
Oh, okay, man. It's a trick card.
Yes.
That's working in my favor. Okay. This is the overruled trick card. And this is basically how it works. I can use this to move one act to rearrange the ranking order. I also have the choice of using it now or keeping it in my pocket for later. But there's not that much more later in this game. So I'm going to use it now.
You can move Tariq to number 1. That's a power you have. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I'm not moving Tariq to number 1. I'm not listening. I'm talking about.
I feel good about the order
that we have now. Well, no. I know what I'm going to do. I'm moving Tariq to number five. No, it's not rude. I guarantee whoever it is next is going to be better than Tariq. I'm gonna overrule actually your decision to put Tariq at number four, and I'm putting Tariq at number five. So I'm locking. So now we have Five Heartbeats at number one, Jackie Washington at number two, Powerline at number three. Number four is wide open. And lastly, in last place, we have Tariq from Abbott Elementary at number five. And I feel comfortable with that. So now, Eric, it's your turn.
I would say I'm disappointed that you're on the wrong side of history, but my hope is that where we land, it'll still feel right. But we'll see. We'll see. All right. Okay. It's my turn to bring us home.
It's your turn.
Let's see what we got. The sky and the limit, so go.
It's Queens. It's Queens on my mind. It's Queens in my heart. The brother raised me. Been a queen from the start. It's peace, sex. Yes, I'm a beast. Just give me mine quick, cause these bitches gotta eat. Yes,
Dang. Queens is pretty good.
Queens is good, man. Queens is good. Let's talk about it. So, okay, if you don't know, Queens premiered like late last year. And it's really all about the cast. You got, you know, Eve, Brandy, Naturi Naughton, Nadine Velasquez. And like, they play this kind of this like TLC style act who had like this really like epic kind of flame out. And then kind of flash forward to right now, there's another rapper who is also having a bit of her own flame out. And she decides to basically like partner up with them, and they're having kind of their last shot at stardom. And the show is just amazing. There are so many things I did not necessarily think would be a part of this show that are. There's like a really big like church revolt plotline. There's a murder at some point. It goes places. It's wild. But the music is so, it's just like good. So fun. It's such a good recreation of that time. Like of just like what it mean, what like early aughts hip hop and R&B, it is so perfect. And then like you have all these like fun cameos, like they're like literally second episode, Cameron walks out in full pink, in his full pink superhero costume, you know what I'm saying? Like rapping. And again, the song is good. The other thing I would say that I love about Queens is there is the subtext of watching people who have had music mess in their own life in a show about music mess. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. Brandy and Naturi, you know, they have lived some journeys in you know, in R&B. You know, Brandy, her and Monica been going at it for like 20 something years
decades
now, a little
at
bit.
This point.
Cold
yeah.
War. You know, Naturi, sadly, as you know, as she describes, often has some chicken thrown at her by her bandmates, epically, like eventually like leaving 3LW. The shit was wild.
It also definitely made me realize that I was like, oh, like this is like the kitschy throwback. Like I've reached the age where I'm like in I'm like the ideal market for like the kitschy throwback show about like what things used to be like 20 years ago. But I'm comfortable with that. It's so much fun to see.
Oh, here we go.
Valeria needs to apologize.
What, a fistful of weave wasn't enough?
Look, you're the reason we broke up. You used us, and you rolled my talent to everything you have now.
You want me to apologize? You want me to kiss the ring? Bow down to your effortless brilliance?
It's a start.
You are a stubborn egomaniac. You hate that I have the fame that your thirsty ass is still chasing. I came here because sometimes...
So many of these women who, like, are really known in that arena, like, really, like, they add so much authenticity to the show. Seeing Brandy and Eve and Naturi together, it's so, so, so much fun to see them perform as the Nasty Bitches, which is the name of their group, the Nasty Bitches. It's amazing to see them, like, I don't know, kind of come together, almost like the Super Friends. Like, I admired them so much when I was growing up. To see each of them having fun with their former image and kind of, like, skewing it on the show. To see their chemistry together. And I mean, how I put this, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know anything about it, but it really feels like to me viewing that like there's a real mutual respect, and it must be the most fun show to work on ever. Like they must have the time of their lives.
I think Queens, I just think Queens deserves maybe like a 2-3. But we sadly are limited by our choices. And Queens, I am ranking at the only open spot, number 4.
All right. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I have no choice. I have no options to change the shit. So I'm going to be pretty fine with it.
I would say, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily do this to Eve or Brandy, right? Like, not in
thank
real
you.
Life.
Exactly.
But,
you know,
them being a fictional group, they're still new to me. They have time to come up in the rankings. And so I'm cool with this as well. So wait, so that leaves us with Tariq from Abbott Elementary at number 5. The Queens from Queens. At number 4. At number 3, we have Powerline from A Goofy Movie. Number 2, we have Jackie Washington from Jackie's Back. And at number 1, with a bullet, we have The 5 Heartbeats.
You know, I would say I feel pretty good about this ranking. Tariq aside, he's early. He's got time, you know. And I also just got to say, it feels good to kind of leave this conversation talking about, like, Queens a bit. Like, I feel like what makes me excited about that show, there's not a ton of shows exploring hip-hop in this fictional sense. Like, you have, like, Dave, you have Atlanta. But it's nice to see kind of, like, more hip-hop kind of coming into the fictional act territory. Yeah, I feel like it's, like, rising. It's now is the time. We can kind of go back. I want, like, a new CB4. Maybe there's a CB4 Jackie's Back mix there that could be really fun.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about the ranking, Brittany?
I feel good about the ranking. I feel like we did a great job of sort of like paying respects to show business veterans, which I always think is a positive thing. But I also really am glad that like we were able to include Jackie Washington and the ladies from Queens. I have recently, I guess in my older age, become really into behind the scenes music stuff. I think probably like, you know, like music documentaries or, you know, tell-alls, unsung. I've always loved those things. I grew up watching Behind the Music and E! True Hollywood Stories, honestly. But I think that after like what feels like maybe 10 or 15 years of not as much of that programming really being around, I almost feel like a renewed interest in some of those topics. Like we've seen some really major artists release documentaries recently, like Janet Jackson, Tina Turner. And I'm really into the idea of continuing to explore stories around Black women in music. I feel like there's so much we don't know. You know what I mean? That went down behind the scenes. Or in the case of Queens, which is fictionalized, like is likely to have gone down behind the scenes. And that's
you
the
mean
stuff
murder?
I want to know.
It's possible.
It's possible.
We don't know where the body's at.
We don't know where the body's at. But yeah, no, I really, really, really have been loving that stuff. So I'm like, more. Fictionalized, true, mockumentary, documentary. I need more. That's just my personal opinion. But you know, I mean, it was nice to go down this this little walk down memory lane.
And we got to know, audience, like, what do y'all think of our ranking? Did we get this right? Is it a travesty that we have left your fave off the list? Let us know. You can find us at For Color Nerds on Twitter and Instagram. I would say everywhere else, but that's actually, those are the places. So, yeah, come talk to us.
For Colored Nerds was created by me, Brittany Luce, and Eric Eddings. It's supported by our production team at Stitcher, including producer Alexis Williams and social producer Elise Ellis. Marcus Hobb is our engineer and Peter Clowney is head of content. Our theme music is by Willie Green. And look, y'all, we love hearing from our listeners. We love you all so much. So please connect with us and tell us what you thought of this episode. You can reach us on Twitter and Instagram at For Colored Nerds. And never miss an episode by following us on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.